Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Life again? Well, the same thing is true at O'Call. The place is bursting with color these days. O'Call has brand new collection from Cricut that you really have to see. They've got brand new knit shirts and spring outerwear from Holderness and Born. And of course, all the stunning clothes you expect from Vuori, Faherty, and Peter Millar. So whatever you're looking forward to, whether it's a spring trip or backyard barbecues or a wedding, make the best season in Memphis even better by visiting your friends at O'Call.
Hey, sports fans, this is Jay Gaddis from James Gaddis Jewelers. Mother's Day is almost here, and what better way to celebrate mom than showering her with beautiful jewelry she deserves from James Gaddis Jewelers. Diamonds and pearls, gold and silver. We have a stunning selection of fashion jewelry from designers like Tracy Arrington, Michu, and Ronaldo bracelets to fit any budget and any occasion. Show mom how special she is this year with precious jewelry she will enjoy forever. Located at 4900 Poplar Avenue in East Memphis, James Gaddis Jewelers, your family jeweler.
Hey everyone, Gabe Kuhn here. I think there's 3 checklist items when looking for a good dentist practice. One, are they good at their job? That's one thing you absolutely don't have to worry about when you go to Dr. Mady Sadeghi at the Smile Center. 2, is it convenient? I would say the Smile Center is about as convenient as it gets. Perfect location in Germantown. And 3, are they personable? You may catch Dr. Mady trying to talk Grizzlies with you upon your visit. But regardless, Smile Center checks all the boxes for a phenomenal dentist practice. Get to their location in Germantown or go to SmileCenterMemphis.com.
Hey, this is Mitch at Red River Ford right here in Wynn, Arkansas. And folks, you've not heard a Ford dealer talk about discounts in a long while. But we've got great discounts on all of our Ford vehicles in stock today. And we've got as low as 0.9% interest on Ford Edges. That's $446 a month on a brand new SUV. And we've got 1.9% interest for 72 months on F-150s. You've heard that right. We've not heard it in a long time. 1.9%. Check us out at RedRiverFordOfWynn.com.
Contact Tax Relief Helpers for details and restrictions. Attention anyone that owes money to the IRS. The IRS has restarted aggressive enforcement actions against taxpayers who owe back taxes that were temporarily suspended for COVID. If you owe $10,000 or more, you must hear this because now is the time to clear your IRS tax debt. A special toll-free number has been established so you can stop penalty fees, avoid liens, levies, and other hostile measures by the IRS. Call Tax Relief Helpers right now at 800-381-5037. Tax Relief Helpers will provide you with the maximum protection afforded by law.
I got behind on my taxes and owed $48,000. I didn't know what to do. I called and they got my bill lowered to just $3,500.
I owed $87,000 in taxes and it was scary. I got the amount I owed down to just $3,500. I saved $83,500.
If you owe money to the IRS, don't wait another day. Call 800-381-5037 right now before the IRS enforces liens, levies, and other aggressive measures. The call and consult are absolutely free. Call now. Call 800-381-5037. 800-381-5037. 800-381-5037.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Diego.
Hi, Diego. It's Jennifer Coolidge. You know, I just want to say your cashback match makes me feel so special. It really inspired me.
That's great. Doubling the cashback you've earned at the end of your first year is what we do.
Well, I'm doubling everything now. Double dating, double dipping, double feature, double header, double whammy. You know, basically double or nothing.
You earn, we match. Discover cashback match. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Warmer weather means getting together with friends on a patio. But where? Owen Brennan's, that's where. The patio at Owen Brennan's is an oasis, an escape from the hustle and the bustle of life. For lunch, dinner, or cocktails, the patio at Owen Brennan's is calling your name. Answer the call.
I'm Dan Morgan. One question many people wonder is, does the law firm I hire for my injury case matter? Of course it does. At Morgan & Morgan, we've invested millions into making sure your experience from first call to your settlement is so easy. You can literally start your case right from your couch in just a few clicks. You'll also be able to text your case staff and lawyer anytime you need. We're America's largest injury law firm for a reason. Injured? The choice is easy.
Are you feeling the pinch of rising mortgage payments now that your COVID forbearance has come to an end? If it's more than you can financially handle, reach out to Jen Karstensen and Live Love Memphis at the Real Estate Agency today. They understand everyone's situation is unique and are here to help you explore your options to take advantage of the equity you've built. Before you sell to an investor, you owe it to yourself to make sure you're not giving the house away. Call today at 901-625-5200 or email them at sold@livelovememphis.com.
Recent weather taking a toll on your roof? A-Team Roofing has you covered, literally, with their 24-hour tarp service to stop further damage.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Robert Irwin Jewelers Mother's Day sale going on right now. With any purchase of $99 or more, you're going to get a free Mother's Day bouquet. That's the RIJ way. All locations or online at rijewelers.com. Robert Irwin Jewelers. Free financing.
The Wing Guru, serving up 21 flavors of lip-smacking goodness. Whole wings, party wings, boneless wings, and more. Served just the way you like them and smothered in our award-winning sauces. Order online and pick up in the stores or stop in and stay a while. The Wing Guru.
Memphis' number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station. Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Cawkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
All right, back on the Jeff Cawkins Show, let's do this. Chris Harrington.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. Rediscover downtown dining. Chris Harrington on 92.9's Jeff Cawkins Show.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is We're Coming Out by Minnesota's The Replacement, back when they were still half a hardcore band, in honor of Minneapolis's Minnesota Timberwolves, who were coming out last night in Denver, sort of had a coming out party.
Kind of amazing what they are doing to the Denver Nuggets. What strikes you?
I mean, that was just ferocious defense. And it was sort of funny. There was a little bit of a whiplash from the end of the Knicks Pacers game to the beginning of the Nuggets Wolves game in terms of officiating. Like, I'm not even saying officiating was wrong on any of it, but it was sort of a tight whistle in the last couple minutes of that Pacers Knicks game. And then it was like, okay, y'all just start.
You do you. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, mayhem is okay. Yeah.
We're calling like a moving pick, like, you know, in the last possession or whatever of a tight playoff game, and you flip over and like Carl Anthony Towns just running right over Jamal Murray. I mean, I generally like a loose whistle, so, like, whatever. That one may have been just a little too loose, but I generally favor that more than a tight whistle. But I do think a loose whistle favored Minnesota, and their defense was ferocious, and Denver was too busy arguing with the referees to match it. And they just – I mean, sometimes when a team wins big, you talk about a team getting run off the floor.
Yeah.
Denver didn't get run off the floor. They got ground into the floor in that game.
Michael Malone lost his mind. Kind of surprising he didn't get a T there. I do get it. Like, that. If Karl-Anthony Towns had been called for a second foul there. I mean, they get blown out by 26 points. It's hard to go back and point to anything here. But I do get why that's kind of a big moment without Rudy Gobert there. But yeah, it was astonishing to watch. And you do wonder how much of it is a limited Jamal Murray. We've talked all along. Like, before Jamal Murray was healthy, they weren't the elite Nuggets. Then he was healthy, and they became the championship Nuggets. And now he's very clearly struggling.
Like, he's not as limited. I think of and Jamal Murray right now, not as limited as Mike Conley was in 2015 against the Warriors.
True.
But people think that, they stopped guarding Tony Allen. That's what flipped the series. That's, like, the mythology. The main thing that flipped the series is Mike Conley was limited, and then they switched Klay Thompson on him, and that just tipped it over. So it was a combination of Jamal Murray is a little limited, and then it's the level of defense they're throwing at him. So it's the combination of the things. And Denver won a title off of Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray on two-man game. And who knows, they could win another one. Not looking good right now, but what Minnesota is showing is that when you really disrupt that, there's no, like, plan C. Like, Jokic Murray is like your A and B. Michael Porter might have good games, but he's not that guy. You're not running stuff through him. Everyone else has to feed off those two guys. And if you really get into that and really disrupt that, they don't have other places to go. And certainly nowhere off the bench to go to.
So how did Minnesota go from this sort of dysfunctional unit after they immediately, made the Gobert deal to this? Like, what do you think? Go ahead.
It's 2 years and a good coach, and it's Mike Conley. You know, I mean, you get another year of comfort together. I think even when they lost that series, they were losing big leads, and I still felt like they had a good coach in Chris Finch. When you're sitting there and listening to guys, like, in person, you believe what they're selling, and sometimes you don't. And my impression of him in that series was, like, I believe in this guy. I think he's smart. I think there was no BS to it. Like, I felt like, okay, if anyone's going to figure this out, like, maybe he can figure this out. And I think having a good coach, having another year together, adding Mike Conley, a pass-first organizing point guard leader rather than, D'Angelo Russell, who they were benching at the end of the series against the Grizzlies the year before. And then, Anthony Edwards just getting better. And so there's a lot of stuff there.
Kyle also
got our guy Slobo, by the way.
Yeah, I was going to say, Kyle has not fixed his shot, but he is effective. Like, it's as ugly as ever. What?
That game, remember about Kyle Anderson, is he liked a few open jump shots. You know what else he did? Everything else.
Yeah.
He's a good basketball player. Yeah. He's a basketball player who can't shoot, but he's a really good basketball player who plays great team basketball on both ends, and, like, he stepped right in and really helped them in that game.
Yeah, 9 rebounds, 8 assists. For Slomo. So as you look at this, by the way, this did occur to me that, you think about what the Grizzlies need and the other teams, that elite teams that they might be going up against if they regain their status as an elite team, and you're going to have to match up with different teams along the way, right? You're going to have to match up with Jokic at some point. You're going to have to with a small ball Oklahoma City team. But, like, when you watch that last night, it does feel like they would physically manhandle the Grizzlies too, right? What does that suggest? What do the Grizzlies need in terms of bigs? What do they need?
I mean, the Grizzlies need more size and they need more shooting, and it's hard to address both at the same time. And that, especially when you have limited roster spots and limited resources,
right.
And so, if you come out of the draft with Diamond Clegan, that'll help your size. It won't help your shooting. If you come out of the draft with Reed Shepard, that'll help your shooting. It won't help your size. It's that kind of thing. They're a little small across positions. Man for man, they're a little small. And we're starting Marcus Smart at quote unquote small forward.
Right.
So they're a little small, and then they, Ja Morant's kind of a non-shooter. You always hope that'll change, but there's no reason to have faith that that'll change at this point. And Marcus Smart, is an erratic shooter. And then, if you're playing Brandon Clark, he's a non-shooter. So they have shooting issues, they have size issues. Now, they have the potential to be an elite defense next season. I don't know if they're going to be Minnesota, best defense in the league. But, they should be a top-10 defense. almost no matter what, I think, when you're talking about Jaren Jackson, Marcus Smart, Vince Williams in your rotation, and Taylor Jenkins coaching, and there's a history there of getting good defense from him. If they go out and add Klingon, you know, or somebody like that, a big center, like, I mean, they could be a top five defense easily next season. But are you able to get to a top five defense level and still address your offensive problems? You know, that's sort of the trick. Or is it, you know, so I don't know. I mean, the Grizzlies have a lot going for them, and they have a lot of issues. But that's like, you know, that's a lot of teams. A lot of teams right. Can't even say that.
It's odd. It seems like the size issue might be easier to fix. The problem is, like, let's say you said Reed Sheppard, just as a by way of an example, right?
Right.
He sort of plays the Luke Kennard role, but the players who get most of the minutes aren't going to be good shooters, right? Except for Dez, right? And so it's a little that mix the top seven or eight players on the rotation. You sort of, you know, unless you get a big who's a good shooting big, they're not going to fix the shooting.
Yeah, I think Vince Williams is important, and maybe he's too important for a guy who, like, you know, has really only played one season and has never done it in the playoffs. But he's bigger than Marcus Smart, but he plays bigger than he is. Like, he rebounds right. at a power forward level.
So Josh Hart
and,
there. Yeah,
element there. Yeah, you know, now that's a good comp. Could he be a Josh Hart kind of guy for the Grizzlies? A guy who is playing bigger than he is, who is knocking down open shots, which he did last season, and is also, like, just playing heavy minutes, you know? I mean, which he did last season when he was playing. I think Vince Williams is maybe it's not even sneaky, but Vince Williams has become, I think, a really important player for the Grizzlies going into next season.
All right, over to the next one. Knicks beat the Pacers, and there were two big calls, one down in the final minute. The missed kickball call that was called a kickball that was not a kickball. I don't blame the refs for not seeing it, but it was clearly incorrect. And that could be a 5-point swing because that was going to be a layup.
Can they not have a challenge that? Or they just
no, you, it's not reviewable. It? It's not reviewable.
Okay.
Kickballs are. I don't really
right.
get it because in the end, it's not like you have so many challenges. It's not like.
Right.
But it was not reviewable. So you have that, and then you have the offensive foul that deprived them of the chance at the end.
And then you had the foul prior to the inbounds. Right. That again, I'm not saying that's a bad call. I mean, it was he did foul him.
He did 100% did foul. So how do you, you know, how'd you feel about the offensive foul in that moment?
That's a tricky thing. That's like so much in basketball. Like you can call or you can't. That was a letter of the law foul. I
right.
think. DiVincenzo embellished it.
100%.
That was one where my instinct as a referee is to swallow the whistle because you could find a foul on every play. And to me, that was not one that you sort of had to call. Maybe the other one when he grabbed, you know, Brunson, you know, when they're trying to do the inbounds, maybe that's one you'll feel like, well, we got to call that.
Call that one. One, I blame Nembhard for that one. Like, you don't do
right.
that, right? That's ridiculous. That was... but the offensive
foul. I don't think it was a travesty of justice because I think it was, you know, defensively a foul. But my instinct in that moment is to let that go.
The 2-minute report will not call that an error. They will not.
I don't think so.
They will call the kickball an error.
But it ultimately comes down to like one team made plays and one team didn't at the end of the game. And that's, you know, I think from a basketball fan standpoint, if you're a neutral observer, which I was in that game. And the Pacers are coming down with, like, you know, I don't know where the shot clock was off. I think it was at that point. And it's like you got your last chance, and then you get, like, the moving big call. That was sort of a deflating way from a viewing standpoint to see a good game end. That was sort of my main reaction to it.
That's true. I guess even the kickball to me, I mean, when it literally is there are lots of moments in any basketball game. Nembhard could have blocked out Josh Hart after he missed the foul shot and got the putback. I mean, there's a million things that they could have done differently to win the game. I did think that was, I don't know, it was a little deflating. It also, by the way, Jalen Brunson was tremendous again, like just tremendous again.
Boy, and DiVincenzo hits that clutch three.
Huge.
And like these Knicks guys, man, there's only five of them, but they just keep plugging away, you know. And it's not like they have this great rhythm and great. It seems like they're really in the zone, but they're really in the zone and they're barely squeaking out all these games.
Right.
It is interesting. You've got Minnesota winning by grinding people into the court, and then you've got the Knicks winning in this sort of throwback fashion. Halliburton was a total non-factor in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
He did not have a shot. He did not have an assist. He is also limited.
Right.
So I don't, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think that to win the series, they probably need him to be better. It's interesting from a Pacers perspective, what do you take out of that? Do you take out of that?
Right.
Like, you know, it's game one in the Garden, and they're fired up, and the best team they've had in a generation, and, like, we're toe-to-toe with them, and we have as much talent as they do, and, like, we're just as good as this team, which I think is probably all true. Or is it, man, we let that one get away. Like, we really blew it, you know? So I don't know how you felt, how you feeling if you're the Pacers coming out of that.
Yeah, I think we'll find out after game two, right? I mean, some of these, what was the series in the last – which series was it in the last series? It was really close in game one, and then they got blown out in game two. And it felt
Pelicans.
That was the Pelicans series? Yeah.
Pelicans had a close loss in game one.
In game one, and then then order was restored, and they got blown out. And they got blown out in game two. All right, we got Dallas, Oklahoma City tonight, and Cleveland, Boston tonight. Dallas, Oklahoma City, certainly intriguing, right? I mean, that's the one.
I think probably more intriguing on the front end just because Boston's been so great all year and Cleveland's been so wobbly. That I think the operating assumption is that, like, Boston's going to win that series unless Cleveland gives us a reason to think to have doubts, you know? I think you go in with more uncertainty on the front end with Dallas, Oklahoma City. You know, it's a thing where, there's a 1-5 seeding difference, but down the stretch, Dallas was as good, if not better, down the stretch of the regular season. And I think even though it'll be close on the MVP ballot probably between Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Luka Doncic. But I think most people would say the best player in the series, if everyone is healthy and at their best, which may or may not be the case. But if it's the case, Luka is the best player in the series.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.